Learn from home, weekly schedule, 3C, Madame McCullough, for April 20th to 23rd, because Friday, April 24th, is a PD day, so there is no school. On Monday, April 20th, we'll have a Zoom meeting with the whole class at 8:30 in the morning. We'll go over our April calendar. We'll do a weekly check-in, and we'll talk about our new math unit on data collection and analysis, l'analyse des données. We'll start that lesson, and you'll see options in your schedule, 3 out of 4 blocks a day for math, French language arts, and English language arts. So in French language arts, we're going to start a unit on fables, legends, fairy tales, Les Contes. So there'll be some silent reading this week, all about Les Contes and different short stories. There's a selection of contes that you can look for on my website. Lots of great reading and some that you can listen to as well. In English language arts, we're going to start an exciting unit on poetry. So I'll be asking you to read and listen and watch poetry, and we'll talk more about that. On Tuesday, April 21st, we'll have the first small group Zoom meeting with group 1, Les Contes, and we'll do an intro discussion and reading about that. Then you'll have a math activity homework to do, as well as some silent reading and some poetry for English. Then on Wednesday, we'll have the group 2 Zoom meeting at 8:30 in the morning about Les Contes. Again, there'll be a little bit of math work to do, some French silent reading, and writing poems in Storybird. On Thursday, April 23rd, our group 3 Zoom meeting on Les Contes. We have some a little bit of math work to do, French language arts reading, and English writing poems in Storybird, if possible. So we'll talk more about how to hand in your work, when to hand in, what's due. All that information is also here on the website for you to refer to as much as you need to. Go back and check it. The materials you're going to need for work this week: you will need access to a device with Zoom so you can join the meetings. You will need your math assignment sheets and notes. You will need your new math unit vocabulary list, a pencil, an eraser, some paper or a notebook. Lined is good. Unlined is also good. And if you have any graph paper around your house, that's going to be useful for this unit in math. You'll need access to a telephone or a device with calling capability. You'll also need, for English, your assignment sheets. You'll need a book of poems or access to a device to view poems on the sites that I recommended for you. You'll need your poems tracking sheet to write down the titles. And you'll need, if you have a device that you can use, your Storybird login and password information so you can start writing some poetry in Storybird. For French, you'll need access to Les Contes, some stories to read and listen to and track. And if you have a French-English dictionary, it's always helpful to have that around as well. Okay, merci. À bientôt.